What's up, everyone? Thank you for downloading our podcast. It's Stav, Abby and Matt here.
It's Friday. Here it is.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Einstein, Edison, Hawking, Acton. You just keep on learning stuff.
It's been a huge week for us all, Stav.
Getting to know.
This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
I learned quite a lot about Abby and her friends this week.
Once on a girls' weekend away, we were talking about how heavy our chest region was.
Yes.
So we decided to weigh them.
Right.
With a kitchen scale.
You know, as men, we've never really been able to understand the intricacies of the creature that is the woman.
Why are you keeping this curiosity door locked?
Lucky, you are all here to help with Secret Women's Business.
Secret Women's Business.
Samantha, in Bracken Ridge, Secret Girls Business, what do you want to say?
We want flowers delivered to work so we can kind of show them off, not home.
Uh-huh.
So good.
Genius.
Yeah. What's the point at home, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I use milky feet every 6 months on my feet.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
And they don't know.
Yeah, we know. Abby walks around in here with a big plastic bag strapped on.
Yeah, I let all the secrets out.
Whatever aunt was visiting me.
We always appreciate our little herbal teas or chocolates or gift vouchers for clothing stores where great aunt Flo arrives for that 1 week every month.
Yes, just to
just
be treated.
A treat. Yes.
It's the only time I feel like chocolate.
Exactly. My husband has a rack of chocolate in the fridge. I have a little one, he has a big one. But anyway, total different subject.
Even my boy Stav, well, he learned something too.
A lot of us need to shave our toes.
Shave your what?
Toes.
What?
Yeah,
shave your toes?
I've noticed
that. What do you mean?
Who shaves their toes?
Girls.
Heaps of chicks.
You've noticed heaps of chicks shaving their toes?
Well, I've noticed when they
Why are you so shocked with that one?
Who's... What are we,
I shave my toes.
Like hobbits?
I shave my toes. I don't like any hairs on my toes.
I reckon Kat would shave her toes.
Kat shaves her toes.
Well, there's a question.
So you just think no girls have hair?
E-toes. Yes.
It's like in the great stories, Mr. Frodo. And sometimes you didn't want to know the end.
Calm down, Bilbo.
Memory Monday is a lot of fun. We chat to stars from the past. And if I play you this song, you know that I'm talking about the TV show Friends. Bonnie Somerville, who played Mona.
I'm dating Mona. Damn it, Mona.
Joined us for a chat about her time on the show.
Good morning. Or should I say good day?
G'day.
Oh, I like that. Yes. That's good.
Did you get a lot of hate? Because anyone that came between Ross and Rachel in those days was seen as like, no, they're supposed to be together. What are you doing? Get out of here.
To be honest, I didn't get as much as Emily, but people really liked Mona. I was like hoping I was going to be the seventh friend. I thought like I had a chance, but you know. But people like Mona. They seem to like her.
And I did learn that, well, she goes back and watches herself on the streaming services.
I just watched that episode last week with Brad Pitt.
You said you just watched it. Are you still watching the show or is it isolation? You decided to go back from the beginning?
I sound like such a loser. Yeah, I was just
No. No, not at all. I mean, they have a union starting.
Yeah. No, I'm in quarantine. I'm rewatching my own episodes because I'm cool. You know, my boyfriend had never seen the episode, so we were watching it together. So, yes, I'm not sitting here in quarantine just watching myself. Over and over, crying about how young I was. And those were the days.
For anyone turning 18 this year, well, the Rona completely ruined the celebrations.
Licensed premises in hotels and pubs closed.
My son, Ethan, his 18th birthday was cancelled due to the restrictions and I've been waiting a very long time to hit the pub with him. And last weekend, it finally happened. Ethan was out having a driving lesson with his driving instructor. His girlfriend was coming over when the driving lesson finished. And Esther said to me while Ethan was out, you should take Ethan to the pub today. So I text Ethan and I was like, Mum said we can go to the pub when your driving lesson's finishes. Tell Megan not to come over. We're going to the pub. This is something I've been waiting for his whole life. But was it as fun for him as it was for me? Well, I learned kinda.
And how was it, Ethan?
It was good. Cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome. Experience. I had the time of my life.
Can you talk it up a bit? Because he does really enjoy it. Yeah. Like,
I don't know. It was just a nice atmosphere, I guess. It smelt a bit, but it was nice.
Yeah, it did stink.
Are you just excited to go clubbing again? Is this what's happening?
Oh, yeah. I'm banging for it.
Because it feels like you're going to use Ethan as an excuse to start going out on Saturday night.
You can't go clubbing with your 18-year-old.
You can't, mate.
Yes, I can.
Can I, Ethan?
Yeah, fine. You can come.
Don't do that.
If you want
it. I also learnt that whether they're 18 or 8 years old, they'll always be your kids.
Is it true that you were getting so into the moment and just chan-wagging two blokes? Did he have to tell you just to maybe stop swearing a bit?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, we were...
Because he's still his dad.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Ethan, but your dad has got one of the foulest mouths I've ever heard.
Oh, no, I know.
Right.
Where do you think he got
that's
it from?
That's where I got mine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When I said to you, stop the swearing, what did you say?
I'm pretty sure I said, F no.
You did not. That's what I've learned this week, and you can catch up with everything again. It is in our podcast and also on our Facebook page. You can see the videos. Just search us, Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Make your hotline ring. You can ask us anything.
First calls, 131060. Please call up and talk about anything you want. We got, is it Lenny from Carindale?
Yes.
What's going on, hun?
So I was just calling because I'm just feeling a bit old lately. A few weeks ago, I was just walking my son on the pram and I just kind of had a bit of a tumble and I hurt my knee and I just went and saw a surgeon a few weeks ago and he's told me that I need knee surgery.
Oh, you poor... And it wasn't even like a dramatic fall. It was just one of those nothing was even there and you tripped?
Yeah, like, seriously, I don't even know how it happened. I'm like, oh, my God.
Sorry, not you. Don't play it, Maddie. Come on, mate.
You need one of those bracelets, don't you?
Don't play it.
Eleni, I'm sorry, Eleni, but when it becomes from tripping over to having a fall, we have to play this for you.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
You don't have to laugh. Only he finds it funny.
Did you call it? Did you go to the doctor and say I had a fall? Because I feel like the word fall is only ever involved with my grandparents.
I fell over. I tripped.
Yeah, well, like, nobody gives you sympathy when you're a bit younger.
I know.
And you've got to be, like, for a knee surgery, isn't it, like, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to get an arthroscopy, so hopefully it's only, like, a few weeks, but I don't mind because I'll be on the couch, so.
Yeah, my husband had that, and it was only, he was only down for, like, a week and a bit. Because he did it on a dance floor injury, so I think he's a bit in trying to soldier on so I didn't yell too much.
Oh, yeah. You look after that hip of yours, though, Eleni. That's the next thing to go.
Oh, no.
You call the radio station, dear. You call the radio station.
Thanks for listening. Hey, Rebecca's on the air in Red Bank Plains. What do you want to chat about in first calls?
I was listening to you guys yesterday, and you were talking about street school rules.
Oh, yeah, with uniforms and stuff.
Yes. Well, my son last year wore a pair of black Nike shoes to school and he came home and told me that he wasn't allowed to wear them. And I didn't think much of it at first. And I said to him, don't worry about it. Just continue wearing them. And then about a week later, he had the same thing. He came home and goes, oh, Mum, they've told me I'm not allowed to wear them again. Still didn't think much of it. Then they sent a letter home saying his school shoes are inappropriate to wear for school.
Is it because the tick was white?
No, on the inside of them, they had a gold embroidered tick, which was about the size of a 20-cent piece.
Right. Mm-hmm. On the inside?
Yeah, on the inside edge. So it was on the outside of the shoe, but on the inside edge.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And so I rang up the school and I asked them what the issue with the school shoes were.
Yeah.
And I got the deputy principal and she says to me, well, I've looked at the shoes and they're not appropriate for him to wear for school. I was just dumbfounded. I don't know what to say about it.
Can you colour in the tick?
Yeah, no, get a Sharpie.
Gold tick is the reason he picked it. It looks sick with the gold tick. You ain't colouring that in, mate.
I don't know, Beck. I went to a strict uniform school and you give up in the end and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, no, he wore them for the rest of the year because I thought I paid $140 for
these. Yeah. $140, you ain't colouring no tick in.
You go, you know what, if you want him to wear something different,
you buy them.
Yeah. Tam and Moray Field, it's first calls time. You're going camping too.
I am. I'm slightly regretting my choice and location, but we'll make it. We're heading out to Landcruiser Park at the back of Gymna.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah, it is going to be a cold and bitter.
We're checking the temps the other day, and it's, you know, 1, maybe 2 if we're lucky.
Yeah.
Can you have a campfire there?
I hope so.
Yeah.
There's about 6 families of us going, so there's, like, kids and dogs and...
Tam, we're going to Rivershore in a tent with a clawfoot bath and a fridge. Would that be considered camping in your family?
Daddy.
Well, sorry.
I think the sound said it all, didn't it?
To be fair, this time last year we did go, remember, and it rained out when we were in tents. We roughed it then, so we've done our dues.
Yeah.
Justification.
Well, have fun.
Enjoy your glamping.
Thank you.
Well done, enjoy your camping.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
This is actually almost perfect timing. Our executive producer, Siobhan, is outside crying at the moment.
Is she crying because her team won? Or why?
Why are you crying? Can you tell us why you're crying out there?
Liverpool just won the Premier League.
Happy tears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Liverpool won the Premier League.
Yay. She's actually really into her sport. I know. You should see when the Reds were training near us. Oh, I've never seen a girl work out more than she has, and she could name them all, and she's just like trying.
That was for different reasons. But
Liverpool had when the season was shut due to coronavirus, they were like clear winners, and it was like they weren't going to get the cup. And everyone was like, but they would have, no one could have caught them. Just give it to them anyway. Oh, and now they've jiggered it so that they can. So that's good news.
Oh, she's gone. Oh, well, sweetheart, I can't hug you. COVID.
I want to know if I am a bad parent, if I'm about to do the wrong thing here. Yeah. 13, 10, 16. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that we're talking about Liverpool because my son, Xander, is 6 years old.
Yeah.
He has come to me and he has asked if he can play soccer.
Oh, I love that. Soccer's so good for them.
And that's what everyone has said. And I want my boy to play sport. 100% want him to get out there and I want him to play sport.
You don't want him to play falling down and pretending to be hurt.
But I'm surprised he hasn't played sport already because at 6, I would have thought you would have got him into a sport earlier. And soccer's the first one they do.
Well, the reason...
little kickers start at like 18 months.
The reason
18 months they do the little kickers, it's so cute.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the reason I haven't is because I don't want him to play soccer.
Yeah, we got that.
I want him to play rugby league.
It's a gateway sport.
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
I shouldn't say that, but I just think it's so good for skills. Yeah. And I think even if you don't want to choose soccer,
I've heard it all.
It's a world game.
I want him to play rugby league.
There's more money in it. If he goes to AC Milan or somewhere.
He's not a rugby league player, mate.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't want to play.
I was small and skinny like that.
He doesn't want to.
He does want to play.
Oh, God.
He said to me, the only reason, because we watch the footy together. That's our thing. Him and I, we sit in bed, we watch the footy. And I said to him, you love the footy. And he said to me, but I don't want to break my ankle. Because he saw when I went back and played that game for Could Have Been Legends, and I broke my ankle. And I said to him, you won't break your ankle. He said... but you broke yours. And I said, I'm an old fat man. You're young and your bones bend. You'll be fine.
Funny how it depends who he talks to us, how he represents himself.
Is he coordinated?
Yeah.
Is he good at it?
He'll be fine.
Is he good at soccer, though?
I've never seen him play.
Okay.
He plays at school.
Soccer is great for the kids. I highly recommend it. All my boys started with soccer.
I played soccer in high
school. And the youngest one's getting into it, and he's 19 months.
Yeah. Cav Road's a soccer school.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And it's good because, you know.
Here's what I want to do. So there's... one of his friends plays soccer, right? He wants to play in his team.
Yeah.
So I want Xander to play rugby league, and I know the mum of his friend wants her son to play rugby league as well, but they both chose soccer.
Right.
But I'm thinking if either of us tell our own kids that the other kid wants to play rugby league...
mm-hmm. They'll both do it.
Then we'll be able to... they'll say, well, if they're going to play rugby league,
that would
I'll
work.
Play rugby league.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Mm.
We've just told them the other wants to play rugby league, and then in turn, rather than them playing soccer together,
they might be able
they'll
to
just go, well, we want to hang out. Classic, we'll play rugby league.
Classic reverse parent
trap. You can do that. It's brilliant. I mean, I'm pretty... you know me, I force the kids to do sport, so I've got no problems with forcing them to do it for a few months.
Mm.
Like, if you like it.
Mm.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, go, hey, no, you're trying rugby league, you're just trying it for a month if you like it. Because I still force my kids to do swimming classes.
I need him to want to do it because Esther is my other one. Remember, she thinks he's too little, and she doesn't want him to play rugby league.
Well, why don't you let him do both?
Well, because neither of them want to do rugby league. So this is where I can't have him doing both. We've got to trick him.
Why don't you just let him play soccer? He's not going to stop watching rugby league
play soccer and say, try soccer for 6 months and then you can do rugby league at the second half.
Because I don't want him to like soccer too much and then not want to go play rugby league. I feel like now's the time.
Do you like soccer?
I like soccer. That's soccer's good. Sport.
Not big on it.
What do you mean? Low scores, ties, we got
the
them.
World Cup is...
Think of all the famous players. Baliaga 2.
I don't know.
Yeah. Ronaldo, who's
Ronaldo?
Ralph,
yeah.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
What's his first name? Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Is Ronaldo his first
Ronaldo,
name?
Ronaldo. Ronaldo.
What's his last name?
Is Maradona. Diego Maradona. Kevin Dalglish going back a ways.
What about David Harry? Beckham. Harry David Beckham. For Australia. God, he's a good-looking guy.
Harry.
Remember.
Harry Kuehl.
Harry
Kuehl. Mm-hmm. Harry Kuehl. Mm-hmm. I don't. This is my plan.
Yeah, I don't think you want anyone's opinion on this, Maddie.
Oh, well, I asked for it.
No, but I just want people to go.
I just am not, can't promise
you're
I'm going to
take
gonna
it. You're already going to do it. Well, you know what I'm going to do? We're going away this weekend. I'm going to pack a soccer ball.
I bought him a soccer ball already.
No.
He just squished it down into the shape of an egg.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring that. I'm going to get him to AFL.
Well, you wouldn't mind AFL, would you?
It's fine. It wouldn't hurt me. No,
what's the problem with soccer?
I don't know. It's not I have a problem with soccer.
As long as he's not the goalie.
I'm not soccerist.
Okay.
Why doesn't he start soccer and then he can go into rugby league?
It's rugby league is a Queensland sport.
What age can he start?
I'm from central Queensland. I played rugby league since I was 5.
And my son's going to be like me because look how good I am. And he could have made it big just like I could have made it big. He's going to make it big for me.
Shout out to The Raw.
Thank you. 13-10-60. Is this plan brilliant? Or will it backfire?
If he plays overseas, more money in soccer.
Heaps money. Heaps good money.
Heaps good. Heaps good. Imagine that. But he just plays Q Cup for rugby league and we're all there watching him and you're like, I told you should have let him play soccer. We could be in Milan right now.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Xander, my 6-year-old, wants to play soccer. Come to me, ask to play soccer. Great, your kids want to get into sport. But I have been trying to get him to play rugby league. And my wife has said no because she doesn't want him to get hurt. She put the fear into him over my broken ankle when I last played. So it's her fault. But I've got this idea because his mate plays soccer as well. But I know his parents want him to play rugby league. So if we just tell our kids each that the other kid's playing rugby league, they might go, well, if they're going to play, I'll play.
Great theory. 13-10-60, is that a good idea? Hazel in Sunnybank Hills, what do you think?
Matt, I just want to ask one question. Why are you trying to live your life through your son?
That's why we have children.
Because he didn't succeed in his, Hazel.
But reality is it's his life, so he needs to be allowed to choose what he wants to do.
Oh. Really, Hazel? Like, is that how it works?
Yeah, really. Sure? Well, you think about it. Mm. You, as a radio announcer, how would have you liked it if your parents turned around and said, no, you're going to be a diesel fitter.
You know what my dad said to me when I told him I wanted to do radio, Hazel?
Get a real job.
He was a Sparky, and I can remember being in his ute with him, and he said to me, Molly Meldrum was in radio. You know he was gay, right, son? I said, Dad, I'm not gay. I just want to be in radio. He's like, just checking. No worries, mate. You go for it.
Did he think this is your coming out?
There's my point. Your parents allowed you to do what you wanted.
Oh, good one, Hazel.
Imagine, they let you do any sport you wanted?
Yes, they did. No,
There you go.
I just think for my dad, the only radio announcer he ever knew about was gay. And he's from small country towns. And that was just his mindset at the time.
I don't know. Not all of them. It's Alan Jones. Josh in Caboolture. Josh, what do you think that he should do about this situation?
Matty, soccer players make the best football players.
Well, see, that's a good sell. Why, Josh?
Why is that?
Because their kicking game is so strong.
Yeah. And they learn to run a bit more, I think, Josh. Like, before they go into NRL, you know, you're running around a bit more in soccer.
Yeah, well, I've seen a 12-year-old ex-soccer player convert from the sideline.
Right, well, there you
really?
Go.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. They make the best football players.
Match-winning
especially
kick?
In the halfback role because they can put the ball anywhere they want.
Yeah, good point.
I like it, Josh.
See, start a sport.
I like it. All right. Jacob's on the air with us. I want to try and trick my son into playing rugby league over soccer. Jacob, thoughts?
Well, my son wanted to play, and all his friends played rugby league. But I took him to one of the training sessions, and pretty much there was two broken bones and one hurt leg.
In one training session?
Yeah. So I pretty much, took him out of there pretty quick. So and he wanted to go anyway.
You just have to take him to a soccer training session, hurt three of the kids, and show him that it's just as dangerous as rugby.
Can you imagine if you do take him to NRL, right? Mm. You do take him to a rugby game and there is an injury.
Mm.
How are you going to go home and tell Esther that?
Yeah. Well, it's obvious I'll just drop him at the front door and never go back home.
I like that.
I tried.
Knock him on the door.
The parenting thing didn't work out.
He's got a cast. He's got another appointment in 6 weeks. I'll see you never.
What about 20 years from now and him and his mate are playing for Australia and one of them gets like a medal and stuff and he goes, I'd just like to thank Xander because without him, I would be playing soccer because he wanted to play rugby league and he's up the back. What the heck?
Make no mistake, if he becomes successful at it, I'll be right there front and centre cheering
we'll
him. I'll be
like, yeah, we'll keep this.
Yes, I always knew he'd be great.
Golf, get him in the golf.
Oh, golf's
I already knew what everyone was saying, Jacob, and that is it's my son's life and I should support him in it, shouldn't I?
Yeah, just get him to choose. Well, my son went straight back to soccer after seeing all that carnage.
All right. Well, Saturday, soccer it is.
Yay!
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
What's up? This is Guy Sebastian.
Yeah, good to chat to him again. Guy Sebastian is on the air. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, legend. How are you?
Our show was already full, but we decided to have you on anyway. It's the kind of people we are.
Thank you, squeezy beard.
I love it when it's like...
It's harder to squeeze in at the moment after COVID, unfortunately.
No, we saw you on the front cover of a magazine. You look pretty good.
Oh, yeah, look, a long time ago I was very fit, and now I've got a bit of work to do. I've got a bit of running to do to get rid of my COVID flab.
See, but you've got no one to blame but yourself. When you go on a magazine with a big spread going, check out how hot I am, the expectations then set. Whereas if you stay chubby forever, everyone's like, that's just
you
him.
Sound
it's
like
cute.
You were waiting for the moment for Guy to put on weight.
It's
you were
been
so
six
jealous.
6 years and 12 days, and finally we're here, Guy.
I got a little bit too happy during coronavirus lockdown, but anyway.
Do you know what is so funny? I mean, we're loving the voice, and it is funny seeing your name, like Guy Sebastian, the villain, just because you did turn that chair around, and we know that you've said that you had a bit of an argument with Kelly Rowland about it, but she seems really angry still.
She's got it in for me this year, I think, good old Kelly, but it's one of those things, I guess, in the moment as well, it was I wasn't sure even if my button would work. Then meant to be locked off after my team's full, so I was surprised myself. Look, there's a lot of rule bending, as you're going to see. There's even a bit more rule bending even from Kelly. And you know, I let her go. I didn't pull her up on a little rule bending.
You didn't walk off.
What we have to remember is, I mean, there might be rules or whatever, but they're always bendable if it means that you're not going to lose out on a voice. Like, why would we lose out on a good voice?
Guy, I hear what you're saying, and I've lived by this for a long time. A small amount of corruption is okay for the greater good.
That's exactly right, especially in reality TV.
Yeah,
where
maybe
we're not at a UN summit making rules that affect a lot of people on a global level. This is The Voice, and we could bend a little bit of rules for a singing TV show.
Absolutely. But you know that he came up with that saying after a mayor was caught with a large amount of cash in a briefcase at an airport.
And that was the quote.
If he was doing anything good with it, a small amount of corruption's okay. So now he's started to imply that to everything.
He might have been donating that to somebody.
You can apply that. Exactly. You never know. Don't assume. It makes an ass out of you and me. Anyway.
Perfect.
How's your brother going on Team Kelly then? Has he gone, Guy, come on, just be friends?
No, he's killing it. I've heard my brother sing, my whole life. We've sung together, but this is like another level. I've never heard him sing like this before, especially the battle. I think his battle was on Sunday night, hasn't aired yet, and I've never heard him sing like that. I was actually like, what?
He's been gigging so much and sort of touring with Setmo and Peking Duck and a whole bunch of other acts, and he's just like seriously gone into beast mode. So I'm super proud of him. It's going to be really interesting. There's stupidly good voices this year.
And as we get closer to the battles being done, is the plan in place for how you guys handle the lives?
Yeah, look, we've been filming, and so it's heaps different. You know, we've got George and Kelly on screen.
Right.
Everyone's social distancing. There's no audience, which feels real weird because, you know, normally in the studio when I'm cracking my gags, people are pissing themselves laughing.
I've been watching Guy. That's nuts.
You know, but I've got no vibe. I've just got, Delta, who doesn't laugh at anything I say. So, look, they've got all the friends and family and stuff. They've recorded them, cheering and all that sort of stuff. So, look, it looks different, but it's reality TV, and the reality is we're in a pandemic trying to film. So.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
What's up? This is Guy Sebastian.
We're on the phone with Guy Sebastian. Thanks for sticking around, Guy.
Hey, I also saw you had security guards outside your house. Now, were they to keep Kelly out from breaking windows or something? Or what was that about?
That's right. Oh, mate, I had a few little issues happening with, certain past issues that I've had, but it's all going to be ironed out pretty soon. It's just been a weird couple of years, but I think a lot will make sense. Will make sense.
I hope you're okay.
Yeah, you're making it sound worse than it is, right. I hope.
A small amount of corruption is okay.
Hey, you'll be probably looking back on this interview soon when you re-quote that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You did this to us last time. You said you had a fight with someone. You wouldn't tell us who it was. We had to find out ourselves. Now we're going to have to investigate this one.
That's right. This one, unfortunately, is a bit more serious.
But
it's been a weird one to answer the security question, just because I even had locals thinking, "Oh, dude, it's Ms. Maroubra. Why are you scared of Maroubra?" But it's like the last place I'm scared of is in the suburb I live in. They're so sweet. In fact, even there was a paparazzi that was taking photos of my kids and stuff, and all the locals came out and they're like, "Leave him alone, leave him alone." I just felt so protected by all my neighbours and stuff. They were so sweet. But I think in every life, especially in the pop world and in the public sphere, there's moments where it's everything goes great, and then there's moments where there's some
stuff,
toughness. But I think I've held my head high throughout the last couple of years through some of the battles I've been facing, and I can definitely say I'm proud of the way I've handled it.
And mate, look, today's a big day as well. Your brand new single, Standing With You, is out now.
It is. It's a song I wrote recently in LA. So this is right as the pandemic hit in March. I was umming and ahhing whether to go, but I thought bugger, and I went over, and it was actually the first session that I had, the first songwriting session. My cousin uploaded his journey with depression, and I never knew that this particular cousin was going through that, so I called him after and in tears, just because I had no idea, and he was uploading it to basically help other people that were going through the same thing. And so I got to this recording studio and wrote with my friend who I've written with before. I wrote Before I Go with him. Mm-hmm. And then I said to him, "Mate, this is what I'd love to talk about today. It's something that's on my heart at the moment." And we wrote this song, and by the end of it, after singing it for the first time, we were both in tears in the studio. It was like a weird moment. It's not normal for two blokes to sit in a studio, crying.
Yeah.
Usually people dream of producers and artists making beats and having a fun time. But we were just, I think we knew we'd created something that's going to help people, especially at this time.
Yeah, well, I think it's more prevalent than ever.
Yeah, and really, I remember choir helped so many people as well.
I love that
song. I still love that song. So, no, and I guess it's like more than ever, it's important.
Oh, like a sequel.
Well, yeah, sort of. Choir was sort of, specifically about a mate who suffered with mental health and passed away. But I think this one, it's called Standing With You. It's really about not trying to have all the answers and not trying to, say the right things, but that,
you just need to be there sometimes and not be an expert.
Where do you go if you're having a bad day? You always seem really upbeat, and you're like, it's always great when we catch up with you. But you, like anyone else, you must have a day where you're not feeling that great.
Look, I'm pretty lucky with Jules, and I'm also, I think I'm lucky. I've got a best mate. His name's Tim Freeburn. He's the biggest bogan you've ever met, but he's I reckon we would talk 5 or 6 times a day. Like that, I know that sounds weird, but we're just literally constantly sending each other like funny stuff or whatever, and then chat a lot. We play a lot of golf together, a lot of tennis and cricket and stuff. And so I've never actually had a best mate like that, like growing up, like where you're literally talking every day and stuff. But I think we've got a really good relationship in the sense that we always check up on each other. Like, and he's been checking up on me a fair bit recently, and likewise me for him. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's important to have those sort of mates.
Everyone needs a good bogan, mate, don't they?
Right, you know? Right. And he owns a tequila, so that's a good one to have.
Everyone needs a mate that owns a tequila.
We bonded over tequila.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks,
good on you, mate. It's a great song. We're playing it now here on Hit 105, standing with you. Guy Sebastian, we'll catch up with you soon, buddy.
See you, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Need a new car? Need a great deal and an instant tax write-off? You need a Suzuki. T's and C's apply.
Staff, Abby and Matt's Alpha Box.
Alpha Box.
Lucky Dip Edition. We make it easy to get the 10 out of 10 if you get all 10 because it's unprecedented times. You come back for a $10,000 round. 9 answers at 6:30, 5 at 7:30. And who is all answered up this morning?
We got Chris from Brussels. Morning, Chris.
Hey guys, how we going?
We are good. You're even better. How many clues have you got already, mate?
Well, I think I've got about 7 good ones ready to go.
Alrighty. Well, then you already know that your letter is R. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Say pass if you don't know, and we can only accept each answer once, okay?
Fantastic.
Alright. R for rich. That's the letter. You ready for your first question?
Ready.
Name a singer.
Rihanna.
Name a Brisbane suburb.
Runcorn.
Name a cartoon.
Rugrats.
Name a fruit or vegetable.
Radish.
Name an occupation.
Radio host.
Name a bird.
Raven.
Name a famous sports team.
Raiders.
Name a drink.
Red Bull.
Name an ice cream flavour.
Rocky Road.
Name a well-known beauty brand.
Rimmel.
Woo! Yay!
Yay! 10 out of 10,
buddy!
Good, Chris. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no worries. Cool.
Mate, you use Rimmel yourself, do you?
Oh, you know, look, I've got a missus that would probably like to use it a bit more.
Mm-hmm. Well, buddy, congratulations. You got the 10 out of 10. That means in a couple of weeks, when the money is back on the table, you get to do a $10,000 All-Stars round. But you don't walk away empty-handed for today. You get a little prize.
Yeah, you just scored yourself $100.50 voucher to spend at Rogue Bistro. Go rogue from home with Rogue Bistro. Dinner 7 nights a week, brunch on weekends, drive-through, pickup or local delivery. Order online at roguebistro.com.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good on you, legend. Done. Great job.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Want to have a chat to explain something to you guys.
Okay.
And this comes about because your wife and I have been chatting, Maddie. I've been talking to a lot of girls and I need to express this because there's a lot of people that are going away for school holidays. They're trying to do little getaways supporting Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
Queensland's open
for Queenslanders. Yes.
And we're going away camping. And it's stressful to pack. I know you don't think it, but it's like it takes weeks of preparation because when you get out those clothes, you got to put them aside. Okay?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Not going to get worked up about this.
You are.
But guys don't understand.
I think she's already worked up by the sounds of that, doesn't she? Yep.
Guys don't understand how much stuff we need to take. And there is a reason for it, because you guys
complain.
Are you sure
women don't understand how much you don't need to take?
Ooh. No, Maddie. Esther, if you're listening, I need your support.
Reel it in, Stav.
Oh, sure. Here's the thing. Stav, I'm going to talk to you.
Okay.
Guys complain about how much we pack, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
They're like, do you really need all that? Oh, my God, you don't need all that. We're not going to use it. But here's the thing. Mm. When we're away, you know what happens?
What?
They come to you and they go, did you pack the salt? Have you got the pepper? Oh, wait a minute, I've got a splinter. Have you got the splinter tweezers? Oh, wait a minute, I left the son's Jagger's jacket. I just left it by the creek. Someone's taken it. Do you have another jacket?
Mm.
You guys ask for things like it's an extension of a handbag because you're used to us always having things for you.
No, we're just trying to validate you. We're trying to help you out and validate you, guys.
You either don't complain about how much we pack.
Yes.
And you can ask for whatever you want and we will provide.
Yeah.
Or
you're on your own.
You're on your own. And so, you never ask for anything and we will pack minimal stuff. But you can't have it both ways.
Well, how about this then? Yesterday, Esther went to get some stuff from the shop. She goes, I'm thinking I'm going to get some Zupa Dupas for the kids.
Oh, no, don't worry. I've already got them.
Well, this is...
I already packed those.
Here we go.
Yeah,
she's okay. Already got them too.
Oh, has she?
Goes, I'm going to get... She said to me, should I get some Zupa Dupas? And I said, I wouldn't bother. We don't even know if there's a freezer there. You know what she replied to me?
There is a freezer, and she'd probably be thinking of Jagger.
She rang them that morning. She said, I've already rang them. There is a freezer. Jagger can have them because they're gluten-free.
Yeah.
I said, then... You asked me if you should get them, and I said, nah, but you, why check?
Do you know, we were just going out for dinner, and we drove to dinner, and we got there, and my husband goes, did you pack me shoes?
Well,
don't pack your bloody shoes. But you should have worn your shoes when you walked down. He goes, oh, I thought I left my thongs, my dressy thongs.
You dressed all the other kids.
In the car. It's not my responsibility. Otherwise, don't complain about how much crap I have in the car as emergency supplies. You guys seem to complain so much that us girls take so much, but we need it because you endlessly ask for things. 131060.
So are you saying,
does your man complain about you packing too much? Do you have this ongoing fight? And if you want to extend that, what item do they ask for when you go away? Because even Siobhan, she's got no kids. It's not a kids-related thing. Your partner does this
all the time. So I have an iPhone and he has an Android. Every single time we go on holidays, did you pack my charger? No, because it's your charger. Every time.
Yeah. Scotty does the same. He's like, did you pack a charger? No, I packed my charger. Why didn't you pack your charger?
Because what's yours is mine.
And what's mine
is
mine.
But you just rely on us to provide everything. And we can do that. But you just can't complain about how much we pack. Why are you tuning out?
I'm not tuning out. I'm listening. No, because I know this argument. I've been in it a million times. And I already know when tomorrow when I go to pack the back of the car and it doesn't all fit and I suggest that something shouldn't come, that there's going to be an all-out war.
The worst thing is, did you bring... ...
Well, then should we say, do you need to bring... three pairs of shoes?
We do, because if the kids get wet in one...
Yourself.
Don't argue with what we have for ourselves. That one you don't need.
That doesn't come into it.
Right. Do you need those pink slides that have a fluffy top on them that aren't slippers, even though you call them slippers?
Did she pack those too?
I'm talking to you right now.
It's just that we need to pack all the stuff to provide for your endless, did you bring?
I remember when Burke and Will set out over the Australian desert.
Who were they?
To discover some more land, and they turned to each other and one of them went... Did you pack the Zupa Dupas? Because
there's a freezer here.
There's a freezer here. And we are going to need that.
Does your man complain about how much you pack when you go away? 131060. Do you have this ongoing argument? Because your only responsibility is to make sure it fits in the car.
I can imagine you'd be like, did anyone pack the Dyson hairdryer?
Me?
Yeah.
No,
but I am packing the Dyson.
Does he style? Does he style while he's away?
Yeah.
No, I don't. No, it goes.
He wears a hat.
Hat it up, bro.
Yeah,
hat.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I know it's different in every household, but if you're the same as our household, you might be getting annoyed because I do all the packing when we go away for any holiday or even if just a weekend away. My husband complains that I pack too much. Always. But then he'll always ask for things when we're away, like, did you pack that? Did you pack this? But I'm saying you can't have it both ways.
Well, we only ask for it because we know it could be there. If we set a rule of, like, not packing much, barbecue sauce would not be in our expectation. We just wouldn't bother.
131060, does it happen the same to you?
Amelia.
Hi.
Hey. Amelia.
Hi.
Has this happened to you?
Yes. Well, we've only been camping twice. This is the second time. Literally, he's asked tomato sauce, got enough bacon, got enough eggs, and rolls is a big thing. Wow. I just had to go out to the shop and go get 24 more rolls.
Oh, bread rolls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Bacon and egg rolls. Mm. So, and tomato sauce.
They just expect everything to be provided, so you've got to have it all there.
Yes, yes. I just spent 3 days basically packing, and yeah, there's a lot. I've taken a lot, but better be prepared than not prepared.
But see, this is, yeah, that's true. This is inherently, it's in our DNA though, right? Because back in the old days, you guys would set up the camp and we would go and kill a dinosaur and bring it back.
So, but now you're doing nothing.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, that is not true. We're going to make sure the beer is cold as ice.
You keep sending photos of going to get daiquiris together.
Mm. Yeah, we'll go get daiquiris. Well,
what you Jade in Upper Kedron, does this? Can you relate?
Hello. Oh yeah. So I get all of that too, but daily, and even when we're away, I get, "Hey, babe, have you seen my wallet? Have you seen my keys?
No,
have you seen my jacket? Have you seen my Lacoste sneakers?"
Jade, in his defense, this happens in my house all the time because I go back to the last place where I put that wallet, but my wife puts my wallet in a different spot because she doesn't like the place that I want to keep it. So we check with you because if you just left it where we put it, we would know where it was.
I get it. But it has to be tidy.
Yeah. And I just can't imagine asking my husband for all that. Imagine if I asked him what else. No, why would you? You just wouldn't ask him for
anything. But I think now he takes advantage of it, and he doesn't even think where he puts it down because he knows that I'll just know where it is.
Because you moved it.
Yeah.
See how that works? Turning around. Sarah in Sandgate, packing for men. Is it hard?
Yes. Yes, it is. I do it all the time.
And then what does he ask for when you're away?
His moisturiser.
Okay.
His moisturiser.
Well, after he's put up the tent, his hands are going to be dry and coarse.
He asked for mine, but it's actually his.
Right.
I see how that works.
You all need man bags.
All right, let's get a man's perspective on this. Scotty Too Hottie, Abby's husband. Hey, mate.
Hey, Scotty here. First time call, long time listener. How we going?
Good, mate. Good.
Just got to ring up for the boys here. It looks like we're getting handled by these lovely women out there that do nothing but pack. I just found a bag, Abby. What's this bag? There's like 15 nose cold defense stop colds early nasal spray. What do you got? How many nostrils have we got in there?
By the way, that's not to pack for camping, babe. That's just what Esther gave me.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just you and Esther. You pack too much.
We pack too much. We're going away this weekend. If you and Maddie dare ask for anything, you're going to be in trouble.
All I need to ask for is can me and Maddie go to the pool and have a daiquiri together?
Sounds like I'm missing out on a real fun
trip. It's an annual thing. Come on,
Steph. Steph always says no. We're like, mate,
you always say no to camping.
Have a daiquiri.
You've got to come, mate. You're missing out, mate. Daiquiri dads, fat bellies at the pool. It's us, me and Matty. White bellies.
You got no idea how much I pack, though, Scotty.
You pack the cat.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt's Alpha Bucks Schools.
Who's the best school in this?
School versus school.
For Brisbane.
Only one school can be the champion.
My school is the best.
So if you do school for cool,
we're looking for one player from each school.
Coming from the school of
Register hit105.com.au.
It's a battle of the schools.
Step up and represent your school. Stab Abby and Matt.
Alpha Bucks School.
Yeah, when school goes back for the next term after the holidays, we are going to find out what school will rule.
We know that there's so many kids that play Alpha Box on the way to school. They're better than their parents. We know that. But we just know that there's a lot of even teachers that play in the classroom to get minds thinking.
It's good learning for them. Tool.
Good for them. Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, why don't we get them to register a representative from each school? Could be their principal. I'd love to hear from the principal.
Could be their crosswalk lady. Anyone.
Tuck shop.
Crosswalk.
before. Oh, the lollipop.
Yeah.
Lollipop lady or lollipop man.
Yeah. Whoever it is. It could be maybe the ducks of the school if they still do that.
Mm-hmm.
Smartest person. Maybe get practicing. But if you register them, they're going to be, I guess, they're going to go for the glory, aren't they?
That's right. We will have a sick-ass trophy that school will get to keep in their trophy cabinet.
Sweet.
For the year.
Uh-huh.
And when you do your school tours, you'll be able to show that to incoming students.
Mm-hmm.
For 2021. Mm-hmm. This is our school is the Alpha Buck Schools champion, as you can see here on the shield.
Oh, my God, we have to go here.
And we will be working out some prizes along the way. We even have, I don't know if you've seen around the city, the digital billboards. We've got those up.
Mm.
And the winning school will get crowned up on those for the week.
Mm-hmm.
You will see them up on there. Maybe even the teacher or representative of the school will get a feature on there as well.
Maybe.
Do you reckon there's a few principals that are nervous now if they get nominated? Because, like, if you're the principal,
yeah,
you want to do well.
What's
yeah.
that What's that test where they all judge each other? NAPLAN.
NAPLAN.
It's like the fun version of NAPLAN.
Yep.
We're going to find out what school will rule. Hit105.com.au. Get registering right now over the holidays for your school. And then when we come back, we will be playing right here on the air to find out who will be the best. So hit105.com.au for Alpha Bucks, the school edition.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
We love people being involved in this show because they're more entertaining than we are sometimes. So 13, 10, 60, last calls. Rachel and Alex Hills, what do you want to say?
I am so excited for school holidays, can I just say?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, hubby is a teacher, and that means that I get my own personal dog without having to do pickups or anything. Wow. Thankfully, he can't hear this because he would be teaching right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and also when the house is an absolute big dry, Mum comes in and just goes, right, clean it up. I want it done tomorrow. And so they can't go anywhere until the whole house is cleaned. It's like my own little world of cleaners.
Lovely.
As well.
I can't believe. I never thought of that. How good it is to be married to a school teacher.
School teacher, yeah.
Because they've always
amazing.
Got
that. And so, I was going to say the only holidays that I ever have are the ones that we go away and we do the camping stuff.
Yeah. Well, Rach, you should get your husband to enroll for Alpha Buck Schools when we come back too. Or not. Well, you don't have to.
He can play as a school teacher representing
the
school.
She didn't hear the announcement. What we're doing is we're finding out what school is the best at playing Alpha Bucks. All the details are on our website.
Sarah in Salisbury, what do you want to say during last calls?
Hi, I just wanted to say to Maddie, my other half used to play for Penrith. He's always been involved with football, rugby union and soccer. And soccer is the best thing to start your child off because it's eye coordination and foot coordination together. Great for kicking. It absolutely does wonders for them for team sport. And as for a code when it comes to NRL and rugby union's better, I hope to say it, but it is because they're more, they teach the children more of a team effort and more of contributing together.
Yeah,
where
right.
the NRL, I hate to say it, is more of an I game. Mm. Everything's about how much you're going to pay me, how much, you know, everything's I.
Mm.
But soccer is the greatest. Put them in it for 12 months and then change them. Fantastic.
We were
they have everything they need.
Yeah. Earlier in the show, say my little fella, he's starting up soccer, but I've been trying to convince him rugby league for a while, so I was trying to trick him into rugby, but
this is little, life. Yeah, great.
Yeah,
it's all right. He's booked in for soccer on Saturday.
Yeah, he's
after
going
that
on
conversation.
Saturday. Yeah. I mean he was already booked. I knew I was never gonna win. I have no say in my house.
I love it how you throw your weight around here, though.
So yeah,
it's like,
it's good
I'm going
to
make
the
decision right now.
On the man, and you will listen until you tell me what you want, babe.
Taylor in Wynnum, what do you want to say?
So I have a story about packing for men.
Yeah, so I was saying we're going away and we've always got to pack for men, but then they complain if nothing's there.
So my boyfriend and I were going on a 3.5-week trip to Europe, and I had Googled the average temperature of the places we were going. And when we were shopping for it, I said, oh, we should probably get you like a big coat because it's going to be quite cold there. And he was like, no, it'll be fine. I'll be fine. I don't need that. And I was like, okay, so you absolutely do because we're going to Europe. And he was like, no, it'll be fine. So I didn't listen to him. I bought it anyway. I packed it anyway. I packed it in his carry-on so he'd have it when we got off the plane. And then when we got off the plane in Poland, so it was like 9 degrees, he turned around and said to me, lucky I bought that jacket, hey.
Wow.
It was lucky he bought that jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he does it all the time because he's a truck driver. So, like, when he's packing to leave, I'm like, you should probably grab a jumper because it's going to be cold where you're going. He's like, no, no, no. And he's like, footy shorts and singlet.
Yeah.
And then when I talk to him, he's like, oh, it's pretty cold up here. And I was like, yeah, I did tell you that.
It's got a heater in the truck. Just crank the heater.
Ethan in Yarravilva, what do you want to say?
I just want to talk. Oh, hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
I just want to talk to Stav about The Last of Us 2. His mate told him about strapping in about it.
Yeah, got to strap in. I did not strap in. Now, careful, no spoilers. It's the biggest game of 2020.
I won't say, but strap even further because it's a roller coaster of emotion. And it peaks very high and keeps on going.
Oh, God. I've already cried, so, and then I sang a serenade to my lesbian girlfriend. No spoilers. That was an unusual.
You cried. Yeah, like, cried.
How far are you up?
I'm in Seattle, and I am just. Oh, yep. I'm in Seattle.
Can I ask what's The Last of Us 2? What is the storyline of the game?
Post-apocalyptic diseases. Right. It's actually quite. It's like playing in Brisbane now. Post-apocalyptic. There's a disease that's ravaged the communities. You're the last tribe of people, and you're trying to stay alive.
Well, on our walk, I was like, spoil it for me. Tell me all the stories. Sorry. Yeah.
Nah, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
No, thank you. I appreciate that, Ethan. I'm on a holiday, so I'm going to plan to get it all done then. But it's amazing, and it's so beautiful. It looks amazing, doesn't it?
It is. The gameplay, the themes are good. Don't play in front of Rory, too. It's a bit graphic well.
What's the rating of it? Yeah. Is it R-rated?
Oh, it'd be mature, definitely. Apparently, it gets into, I haven't gotten this far, but it makes you question your actions. So you're like, should I really be doing what I'm doing in this game? Kind of thing. So it's not an easy game to play. So I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. Last of Us 2 is the name of it. Rightio, everyone. That's the podcast. Enjoy the school holidays.
Peace. Bye.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.